I will say, I don't know. Like, I'm a pretty cheery guy on Halloween. I love Halloween, right? I think I've said this before. I don't dress up on Halloween because they don't make Halloween costumes that span my girth. Now, you're going to say, well, go on Amazon. I don't know if you, like, as a plus-size man, as a big and tall shopper, I don't buy any clothes that I can't try on first. Because, and I learned the hard way on Chinese eBay from China. I learned the hard way that they're like, oh, yes, 4XLT, 3XLT, 2XLT. And then you get it. And I remember, like, I got a Danny Shelton jersey. This is how long ago it's been since I've dealt with China. But I remember I got a Danny Shelton 3X jersey. I got 3XLT. And it was, except the place that your head goes through. And so it was like a tie. It was like a guillotine around my neck. And I loved it. It was the new Browns jerseys. It was all orange one, which actually didn't look like crap. Unlike all the other iterations of the new jersey, I was so excited. And I put that sucker on, and you could just hear that my windpipe was constricted by this. And I would take it off, and there would be the lines in my neck from where it was cutting into my skin. So what we figured out is we measured it, and they put a child's large opening for your dome on a 3XLT uniform. Yeah, I don't know why I call it a uniform. It's a jersey. But granted, I was from China. So when I go on, but still, the same thing happens if I buy clothes. So I can't do that. But I love me some Halloween. I really love me. I love any holidays. I just do. Like, life is so short. Embrace it. Have fun. Dress like a doofus. Have a matching uniform. Words are hard. I have a matching costume with your wife. Yeah, we'll make fun of you. But in the end, if she smiles 10% more, do it. All right? Life is short. And that's exactly why I have to now gripe about Jed Wills being back at practice. There is only one acceptable way that Jed Wills waddles out to be the left tackle this Sunday. And that's if you have some semblance of an idea that on Monday or maybe Tuesday morning, you can ship his ass elsewhere. I just am over this. With all due love and respect to Laser Eyes and Coach Kev, the young men there over, all the analytics staff, don't know what half of you do. Play Minecraft a lot. I'm assuming that's what they do. That's what all the youth do. With all due respect, stop. If I have to watch Jed Wills play left tackle one more time, and it's not to trade his ass, I think I'm going to stop respecting you. It's that simple. I know that sounds harsh. I've kind of been teetering anyways because I've seen Andrew Berry's draft record. And I've seen Kevin Stefanski's leadership style. So there's already things about both guys. Again, neither of those rises to the level of fireable, which is a whole other point I have to make later in the show as it pertains to Ryan Day. There's, I don't think you're doing enough a good enough job. And then there's, I'm going to fire you. Those are actually two different conversations. So this isn't, if you play Jed Wills, this isn't a threat, right? I'm not going to come out on Monday and be like, fire these clowns. No, but I just can't do it. The lies have been told. We've made it work for the kids. Kids are Browns fans. That didn't sound great. Sorry about that. Restricted. Or rescinded. That was the word I was looking for. But I can't do this with Jed Wills anymore. I don't care that he's healthy. Like, I shouldn't have to ask my favorite team to have guys who play through the whistle. I just shouldn't. The non-negotiable thing. I don't care where you were drafted. I don't care where you played college ball. I don't care that, honestly, I think you might be more comfortable on the right side of the line, and maybe you have a second career post-Cleveland as a really nice right tackle in the NFL, or at least a guy that bounces around for another 5 years because, well, there aren't a lot of offensive linemen of a specific caliber, which is just good enough. I don't care. If Jed plays on Sunday, I'm gonna wait till Tuesday. Maybe I'm gonna wait till Tuesday. But if you're not playing him this week to ship him somewhere else, I just don't know what we're doing anymore. Because for almost 5 years, I have heard, well, who else are you going to put over there? And when I've said anybody else, well, but they're not going to be as good. And my retort has always been, but will they play through the whistle? And again, because this is a very specific accusation I'm making. And when you make this, you'll notice, guys, I don't go personal with a lot of players. I might make fun of people. That's not personal. It's just I have a warped sense of humor. But when very, 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 very rarely will you ever hear me call out a guy for playing hard. Because some of that is subjective and we're not in the room. The Browns have told you for 4.5 years, well, we just need Jed to play through the whistle. And for 4.5 years, I've seen Twitter sleuths come out with multiple instances where Jed either lets really good football players, the kind that you should pay attention to on Sunday, it's not the backup safety who's kind of creeping up off the edge, that, well, that's out of his periphery. Of course, he's paying attention to Trey Hendrickson. No, I've seen Jedrick Wills for 4.5 years disregard obvious great players coming through the line. And I've seen him turnstile in Ole for 4.5 years. And then, even if the quarterback gets out of it, his play's over. Because he realized he let the guy go by. Or he just doesn't know what to do next. It's done. It's a failed pick. Sunk cost. Stop. And I'm going to continue to use this conditional speech. Because I want to be open. Because I want to live in a world of possibilities where a team rewards guys who play hard, who play through the whistle. And I want to and say to guys who don't, sorry, Charlie, hit the bricks. We're going to find somebody who can. I know you're not going to cut him. He's making $15 million guaranteed. He's on the payroll. And the only way you're really getting off this situation before the end of the season is pretty simple. It's if somebody agrees to take on some of the money and trade you a draft pick for him. Understood, got it. He doesn't have to play. I know Jed's got injuries. I also know that it sucks when you hear somebody ranting and raving about your performance on the radio, and so I'm sure this isn't a pleasant experience for him. But after last week, it is unconscionable that you would not put DeJuan Jones back out there and that you would go back to Jed Wills. Well, yeah, it's tough when a guy loses his job due to injury. Not when it's warranted. Not when one of the basic necessities of being a football player is do you play through the whistle. Jed has not done that consistently for 4.5 years. And if the Browns can't see that, I'm simply going to type Jedrick Wills into the search bar on Twitter and then pin their eyes open like Clockwork Orange. Until they say, okay, I get it, he doesn't play through the whistle. And again, I'm not saying that I know definitively, because I don't have to, because Bill Callahan said it for 4 straight years. Because if Andy Dickerson wasn't on a milk carton, and we actually heard from Andy Dickerson, I think that's more like if anybody wanted to hear from Andy Dickerson, he didn't quite have the cachet. No offense, Andy. Now I realize that's kind of an eraser phrase. But he didn't have the cachet of Callahan. You want to hear Callahan talk because he's never had a legend. Andy Dickerson's still making his bones as an O-line coach. I'm trying to untake that shot. I realize we might as well just stick and move. But I guarantee you, if Andy Dickerson was talking about Jed Wills, and I asked, are we still talking about Jed Wills playing through the whistle? I guarantee you Andy Dickerson in an honest moment would say, yeah, that's still the conversation, which is fine. If Jed doesn't love football, it's fine. It's okay if he really wants to be a painter. It's really okay if he's just really into, like, Pikachu. Or what's that? What's Pikachu a part of?
Pokemon?
Yeah, what's the other one, though? It's like the form of Japanese cartoons.
Anime.
Anime. If he loves anime, there's no judgment here. All right? Again, life's short. All right, live your life, King. You're a big dude. Do whatever you want. Become a bouncer. Like, like learning the guitar. I don't care. But I cannot fathom another Sunday of watching Jed Wills Ole. And I can't listen if anyone wants to fake like that dude is finally going to do it this week. If you're playing him because you're shopping him, I get it. I'm not going to like it, but I'm going to get it. But if you play him this weekend and I have to see too many more Olays, and then he's on the roster Wednesday, I'm going to go back to your priorities suck. The easiest win on the planet is not playing the guy that doesn't play hard. 216-474-0092. That's not what the segment was going to be about, but I blacked out. Danny Cannell, college football analyst, the Cover 3 podcast, CBS Sports HQ next, talking about Ryan Day's future on 92.3 The Fan.